There's so much going on right now. I just try to, at least when I get up in the morning, just to take a few minutes out, just to look around and slow down a little bit before I, before I dress up and I'm off to do a million things. So, I just, this morning I just realized, I mean, in the beginning it's hard really to stop and notice, but I guess experience tells me I can see the difference in the color of the leaves in late August or in August. It changes, the amount of water that the leaves are holding, and there's a slight shift. If you look really closely, you see that the edges of the leaves, well, they became tired and dry and they change color. Gives the whole, excuse me, the whole landscape a kind of, well, it's a kind of warmth, actually, even though probably colder days are coming. And I looked out today and I saw that the dogwood had, a few leaves that had a very, very slight orange outline to them. And I knew that the process was beginning. This has been a long, hard summer, and I think it's not just us that's tired, And I just, I saw one acorn and I thought, oh, it's not that the trees are actually dropping the acorns at this point, but the squirrels start harvesting. And there's that big oak, the one that I really need to take down. Because, hurricanes are brewing. I see it already, and I'm very, very, very nervous about that. But the squirrels start, well, the big branch that's hanging over the deck, they're up there this morning, and they're knocking the acorns down. So they know, and it's just an interesting process. Even though I kind of get lost in change and all these other things, it's still that season thing that really teaches me so much. I did complete another one of these stray cells. They seem to be multiplying. It's just I'm very interested now in the variation that's happening. And I'll talk more about this probably on Wednesday or something. A lot has changed over the weekend, and my mind is just flurrying, and I'm just not really ready to say a lot. But I called this story legs because, all the fabric here has story. And, some of those scraps are gifts, some of them are things I've collected. But each one seems to remind me of things that have happened in the past. And I thought that, I stuck with the red. I pulled out that body piece, and I did not embroider that. That's a piece of embroidered silk, and I do believe that was a gift. And at this point, I'm really forgetting who gave me what. So if you spot something you gave me, please remind me, because my stories are all jumbled up at this point, but they still feel good, And I was just thinking that story carries us, and we carry story, and I stuck with the warm, because it is warming, isn't it? There's so much to say right now. I really don't have words, so I just wanted to be here, and I want to tell you to have a nice day, and I'll be back as soon as I can.